Sechtes Makkah is Daf Tes, three lines from the top of Daf Tes and Aleph, and the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, and our Mishnah stated, HaKol Goylan Al Yidei Yisrael, V'Yisrael Goylan Al Yidein, that anyone that kills a Yisrael, B'Shoigeg, will be chayiv to go to Golis, and a Yisrael will also go to Golis on account of killing them, Chutz Miger Toshav, aside from a Ger Toshav, and as Rashi states on Ar Amid, Chutz Miger Toshav, U'mashma Dim Tavayu Mimaitlei, D'Loi Hu Goylan Al Yidei Harigasai, El Narag, V'Loi Yisrael Goylan Al Love, and it's mashmur that this clause excludes a ger toshav, and it doesn't make a difference if a ger toshav killed a Yisrael b'shoigeg, and in that case he would not go to Golis, and instead he would be chayiv misa. And if a Yisrael would kill a ger toshav b'shoigeg, then a Yisrael would not be chayiv Golis either, and he would be patur lagamri. And before you continue, let us point out that there's machlekes rishonim as to the definition of a ger toshav, and some rishonim hold that a ger toshav is mekabel all sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach, and some, including Rashi, in some places state that a ger toshav is mekabel not to serve avodah zarah, but he isn't necessarily mekabel all sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. And in addition, there's a klal b'negei to sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach that has rasan zui misasan, that there's no requirement to give asura to a ben noyach, and as long as a ben noyach does an avera and does one of the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach, then he would be chay misa. And Rashi in Ar Amid in Diba Masal Afikach states a major chiddush, and he states kai malon as rasan zui misasan and lefikach, and therefore ger toshav that if a Oyvig Chavim or Ger Toshav kills someone, Narogin Vafilu B'Shoigeg, then they would be Chai Misa, and even if they kill someone B'Shoigeg, and Ritva points out from his Rebbe's Rebbe, the Ramban, that even if there's a Klal as a Rasan Zui Misasan, and there's no requirement to give Asra to a guy, but certainly we can't kill him if he killed B'Shoigeg, and the only time that a guy would be killed is if he kills someone, and even if he didn't have Asra, he would still be Chai Misa. And Agamur now begins, Alma Ger Toshav by the fact that our Mishnah taught us that a Ger Toshav that kills a Yisrael will not be Chayiv Golis, and by the fact that the Mishnah taught us that a Yisrael that kills a Ger Toshav B'Shoigeg will not be Chayiv to go to Golis, so we see that a Ger Toshav has a din like a regular guy, and the Gemara is Eima Seifa, let us see the Seifa of our Mishnah, as the Seifa of our Mishnah states, Ger Toshav Goyal Al Yidei Ger Toshav, that a Ger Toshav that kills a Ger Toshav B'Shoigeg will go to Golis, and we see that a Ger Toshav doesn't have a din like a guy, as a goy never goes to Golis, and he's more like Yisrael, as Yisrael that kills his friend B'Shoigeg does go to Golis. And similarly, if a Ger Toshav kills his friend who's a Ger Toshav, and he kills him B'Shoigeg, then he goes to Golis. And the Gemara answers, Amrav Kahana, Loikasha, that there is no stereo between the Reish and the Sefer, as Kan B'Ger Toshav, Shahar Ger Toshav, that the Sefer is specifically talking about a case where a Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav, and in that case, the Ger Toshav would go to Golis. However, Kan B'Ger Toshav, Shahar Yisrael, when the Reish of the Mishnah stated Chutz Miger Toshav, is only teaching us that if a Ger Toshav kills Yisrael, then sending the Ger Toshav to Golis is not enough of an Einish, and therefore he doesn't go to Golis. However, in a Chinami, in the reverse case, where Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, then the Yisrael would be chayiv to go to Golis. And with Fizeh, when the Mishnah stated HaKol Goylan Al Yidei Yisrael, Yisrael Goylan Al Yideiin, Chutz Miger Toshav, the words Chutz Miger Toshav is going back to the first din of HaKol Goylan Al Yidei Yisrael. However, when the Mishnah states Yisrael Goyal Al Yidein, then Yisrael would even go to Golis if he killed the Ger Toshav. And the Gemara continues that in the first version that we just had, Rav Kahana was coming to answer a question which was a stereo between the Reisha and the Seifa Mishnah. However, the Gemara continues Ikud Rami Kray Adadi, that some ask a stereo between Psukim, and Rav Kahana will give the same answer to explain the Psukim. As Ksiv, it says in Pashas Masei, Livnei Yisrael Vela Ger Vela Toshav B'Seicham Tiyena Sheisha Arma Ilul Miklat, and the pasuk specifically includes a ger toshav, as it states lebnei yisrael ulager ulaseishav. However, uksiv, but three psukim beforehand in pasuk yud beis, the pasuk states v'hayulachem ha'arim lemiklat migoyel v'layamas haritzeach at under lefnei eidel mishpat, and we are medayik lachem v'le legerim, that arim miklat only work for klai yisrael and not for gerim, and lecheretz estira and amrav kahana, and it's to this stira that Rav Kahana responds loikasha kam beger Toshav Shahar Yisrael, that in the Chinami, the second Pasuk is referring to a case where a Ger Toshav killed a Yisrael, and the Pasuk teaches us that a Ger Toshav would not be Chayiv Golis, and as Rashi stated previously, that in a Gulud Le Sagile Begolis, however, Khan be Ger Toshav Shahar Ger Toshav, but Pasuk Tesvav that states, Lbni Yisrael Vela Ger Vela Toshav Betecham, Tiyena Shesha Arma Ela, that is referring to a scenario where a Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav, and in that case, the Ger Toshav would be Chayiv to go to Golis. And the Gemara continues, Vermini, I'll ask you a stira between our Mishnah and our Braisa, as our Mishnah just taught us that a Ger Toshev that kills another Ger Toshev will be chayev to go to Galus, and a Braisa states, Lefikach, Ger Toshev va'ev yikichav mishahargu ne'rogin, that since we know that if a Goy is oiv on any of the Shavu Mitzvahs b'nei noyach, that as a Rasan Zui Misasan, and he would be chayev Misa, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that if a Ger Toshev or a Goy kills someone, and even if they kill that person b'shoigeg, they will be chayev Misa, and K'tani, and we learned in the Braisa, Ger Dumi Oivik Chavim, that a Ger is compared to an Oivik Chavim, and Ma Oivik Chavim Leishna the Kotel Barminei, Leishna the Kotel Lav Barminei Nerag, just like we know that the din is that it doesn't make a difference if a Goy killed another Goy, or if he killed the Yisrael, since as Yerosan Zui Misasan, then even if he killed that person B'shoigeg, he would be Chai Misa, and Afger Leishna the Kotel Barminei, Leishna the Kotel Lav Barminei Nerag, and similarly, but a Ger Ger Toshav, it doesn't make a difference if he kills another Ger Toshav, or if he kills the Yisrael, then as long as he doesn't kill a Goy, he will always be Chai Misa. And of course, this is Seisar our Mishnah, as in our Mishnah we stated that if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev B'shoigeg, then he would go to Golus. Gemara continues and tries to answer this stira, and Amar Rav Chista states, Loi Kasha, that there is no question, as there is no stira between the two brises, as Kansha Rogoi Derech Yirida, Kansha Rogoi Derech Aliyah, that our Mishnah, which states that a Ger Toshev that kills a Ger Toshev B'shoigeg will go to Golus, that is referring to the case where a Ger Toshev killed another Ger Toshev Derech Yirida, and therefore he will go to Golus. However, when the Braisa teaches us that if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev B'shoigeg, that he would be Chai Misa, that is talking about a scenario where the Ger Toshev killed his friend, that's a Ger Toshev Derech Aliyah. Rav Chista explains the difference between him killing someone Derech Yirida or Derech Aliyah, as Derech Yirida, the Yisrael Goli, Iyu Nami Sagile B'Golus, that since if Yisrael kills someone B'shoigeg Derech Yirida, he goes to Golus. Therefore, if a Ger Toshev kills his friend, that's a Ger Toshev Derech Yirida, he will also go to Golus. However, Rav Chista explains Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pata, that since if Yisrael kills someone Derech Aliyah, then Yisrael will not go to Golus. And Rav Chista holds that the reason why he doesn't go to Golus is because it's considered Karav L'Mezid. Therefore, Hu Nerag, if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev, and the act was done Derech Aliyah, so since it's Karav L'Mezid, therefore he would be Chayiv Misa. And the Aruch Hanan points out that even though initially Rashi stated that a Oivik Chavim that kills someone B'shoigeg is Chayiv Misa, that was only according to the Havmina of the Gemara. However, now Rav Chista is explaining that when the Braisa states Ger Toshev Oivik Chavim Shehargu Nerogan, it's referring to a case that he didn't kill him B'shoigeg, as it was Derech Aliyah. Therefore, we see that the only time that a Goy would actually be put to death is only if he killed someone B'mezid, or at least Derech Aliyah. However, certainly if a Goy kills someone B'shoigeg, then they would not be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, and as the Bach is Goyris, Amalei Rabba, that Rabba responds to Rav Chista, V'lav Kavu Chaymu, and let us keep in mind that Rabba is Chaylik on Rav Chista, and he holds if someone kills someone Derech Aliyah, that is not Karv L'Mezid, and instead it's Karv L'Oinis. Therefore, there's more of a reason to pata someone by Derech Aliyah than Derech Yirida. Therefore, Rabba asks Rav Chista that you can't explain that the chil between our Mishnah and the Braisa is that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Ger Toshev killed Derech Yirida, and the Braisa is talking about a case where he killed Derech Aliyah, as based on a Kal V'Chaymer, that would not make sense. And as Rabbi explains, Umad Derech Yirida, the Yisrael Goli, Iyu Nami Sagilei B'Golis, if when a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev Derech Yirida, then just like a Yisrael goes to Golis when he kills someone Derech Yirida, so the Ger Toshev will also go to Golis, then Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pata, then in the case where a Ger Toshev kills someone Derech Aliyah, when in that case the Yisrael will be Pata, as it's Karav Lo'ines, how can you have a Havmina, Iyu Nerag, that the Ger Toshev would be killed? And therefore, it's impossible to explain the stereo between our Mishnah and the Braisa, like Rav Chista, Elam Rabba, and therefore Rabba explains that in Chinami, our Mishnah is referring to a case where Ger Toshev killed another Ger Toshev Derech Yirida, and therefore he'd be Chayiv Golis. And the Braisa, which states that a Ger Toshev that kills someone will be Chayiv Misa, is Ba'im Muta, is talking about a case where Ger Toshev thought that it's Muta to kill someone. And as we will see in a moment, Rabba holds that Ba'im Muta is considered Karav L'Mezid, therefore certainly the Ger Toshev cannot go to Golis, and instead will be Chayiv Misa, and the same din would apply to a Goy. But the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaye, Abaye es Rabba, Oim Muta Anasu, L'chira Oim Muta is a case of Oinus, as he had no idea that it's Asa to kill someone, and if so, he should be Pata, and why do we say that he would be Chayiv Misa? And Amalei and Rabba responds to Abaye, Shani Oimer, Oim Muta Karv L'Mezidu, as I hold that if someone thinks that something is Mutar, then that is not a case of Oinus, Rather, it's considered karv lemezid, and as Taisus states, ayim mutar is karv lemezid perish mashum dehoyloi lemoid. As certainly he should have learned and he should have known that it's asa to kill, and therefore he would be chay misa. And the Gemara continues va'azdul tamayu, and Rashi explains that the reason why Rav Chista did not give the teretz to Rabba is because Rav Chista holds like Abaya that ayim mutar is considered oynis, whereas Rabba holds that ayim mutar is karv lemezid, therefore he would be chay misa. They are going l'shitasam the itma. As we learn, Benigei Ger Toshav, Kasav Behima Vinimsa Adam, if a Ger Toshav wanted to kill an animal and it turns out that he killed a person, or Kanani Vinimsa Ger Toshav, or he thought that he was killing a Kanani, and meanwhile he was killing a Ger Toshav, Rabba Oime Chayev Oime Mutta Karv Lemezidu, Rabba holds that the Ger Toshav will be Chayim Misa, because Oime Mutta is Karv Lemezid, and Rav Chista Oime Pata, as Oime Mutta Onesu, and as Rashi states, this is similar to the case of Oime Mutta, as just like in the case of Oime Mutta, and similarly in this case, the Ger Toshav should have been more careful and he should have been ma'ayin to make sure that the person or the thing that he wanted to kill is actually something that he has a right to kill. And since he wasn't ma'ayin and he killed either Yisrael or a Ger Toshav, then Lefi Rabba it's considered Karv Lemezid and he would be Chayiv Misa. And Lefi Rav Chista it still would be considered Oynis and the Ger Toshav would be Patar. And the Gemara now continues, Esfei Rav Lav Chista, Rav asked the following question to Rav Chista, that how could you tell me that Oyim Mutar is considered Oynis and therefore Yipata, if in Pashas Lechacha, when the Torah is discussing the story with Avimelech and Avram and Sarai, the Pasuk states, Vayovi Elikim al Avimelech Bachaloyim alayla, Vayoyim Eloi Hinchames al Isha Shalakachta, Vihibul Asbal. And Lemaisa, this was a case of Oyim Mutar, as Avimelech thought that Sarai was the sister of Avram, and even so, the Torah tells us that he was Chai Misa, and we don't consider it an Oynis, and as the Gemara states, Maila Bidei Adam, that would seem that's talking about Misa Bidei Adam, and as Rashi states, Bidine Bidei Noyach, Vizel Im Mutar Haya Kasava Achis Avrami. However, the Gemara answers, Loi Bidei Shemaim, that Inachanami HaKadosh Baruch was just telling Avimelech, that although you are Im Mutar, you still be Chay Misa Bidei Shemaim. And Ayin Ritva, who's bothered that we just stated that according to Rav Chista, Oim Mutar is Oinus, and why would you be Chay Misa even Bidei Shemaim? And Ritva explains, Pirish, for I forgot to be done, Onus Potter, Apidei Shemaim. And the Gemara continues, and I'll bring you raya that Kadosh Baruch Hu was only saying that Avimelech was chayim misa b'dei shemayim dechsiv, as in pasuk vav the pasuk states vayom eilav elikim b'chaloyim gam anochi yadati ki b'som levavcha asisa zois echsich gam anochi oischa mechatoili al kein linasaticha lingoya leha. And we see that the chait was to Kadosh Baruch Hu and it was a chet to Shemayim, even though he was Oyim Mutar, and therefore wasn't a chet b'dinei Adam. However, the Gemara continues that that would not necessarily be a raya, as little tamech according to Yisvara. So, by the story of Yosef and Eishes Paitifar in Pashas Vayeshev, where Yosef said, "Einenu gadol b'bayis hazeh mimeni, v'lei chasach mimeni u'uma, ki em oisach b'asharat eshtoi, ve'ich esa hara gedei la'azayis, v'chatasi l'alikim." Certainly, that was not a case of Oyim Mutar, as certainly Yosef knew that it was Eishes Paitifar, and that she was married. And would you also say that it means the Lekim Vlei Loi Adam, that Yosef HaTzadik was saying that it'll be an Avera to Hashem and not be Dei Adam? But certainly that would have been Avera even B'dinei Adam as well, Elo Dina Masla Adam. And therefore we have to explain when the Pasuk states V'chatasi Lelekim, it means I will do an Avera to Hashem, and certainly the Din will be given over to a person, and Hachanami Dina Masla Adam. And therefore B'negei Avimelech we could explain that even though the Pasuk states Mechatoi, it could also mean that Avimelech will do an Avera to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but his din will be given over to people, and therefore it's not necessarily a Raya Muchachas. And the Gemara now continues, Eisfei Abaye L'Rabba, that Abaye now asks a question on Rabba Shita, that Oyim Mutar is considered Karv L'Mezid and not considered Oynis. And as we previously saw, Abaye asked Rabba, Oyim Mutar is Onesu, and Abaye seemed to hold like Rav Chista, and therefore Abaye is bringing a Raya to Rav Chista, as well as his own Shita, that Oyim Mutar is considered Oynis, and you would be potter. As after the pasuk in Pashas Lechacha states that Hashem said to Avimelech, "Hincha meis al isha shelokachta v'hibulos bal." So the next pasuk states, "Avimelech lekarev elea," and by Yoimar, and Avimelech said, "Hashem hagoy gam tzadik tarig." That how could it be that you'll kill me if I didn't do anything wrong, and I was oyim mutar, and I was oynis, and it seems that Kadosh Baruch Hu was moider to Avimelech's point. And as Rashi states, "Kasal kadaitach shahid le'Kadosh Baruch Hu al ma'onesu," and therefore we see that Oyim Mutar is considered Oinus? And Rabbi answers, Hasam kidakum hadri le'alavai, that Inukhinami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not moida to Avimelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu really answered Avimelech that you're not a tzaddik b'davazah, as you should have learned proper derech eretz, and therefore you are karv l'mezid, and therefore you would be chayimisa. And as the Gemara continues and explains the pasuk in Pashas Lechcha that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avimelech, v'ata hashiv eishes ha'ish ki navihu, v'yispalo ba'adcha v'chya, v'mein chameshiv da ki meis tamos atav ha'ashalach, and we continue on daf tesam and beis, and the Gemara is bothered that l'chayr, why does the pasuk say that Avram was a navi, eishes navihu detarda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avimelech that it's only because Avram is a navi that you should return Sarah, the lav navi loytarda, and if she was married to someone that was not a navi, then you wouldn't have to return her, but the maisa she's an eishes ish, and certainly he would not be able to live with her. And because of this question, the Gemara explains, Ella k'da amra Shmuel ben Achmeni, da amra Shmuel ben Achmeni, amra b'inisen, hachi k'amale, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech, that number one, v'ata hashev eishes ish mikol makayim, that you have to return Sarah because she's an eishes ish, and no matter what, you would have to return her. And u'd k'amret ha'goygam tzadik tarag, and even on your point that you made, that how could I be chayev bisa if I'm innocent, as I was oyma muta, and I didn't realize that she was Avram's wife, as Alohu Amuli Achaisihi, as Avram told me that she was his sister. So in regard to that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Novihu, Umimcha Lomad, or as the Gemara Mesechs Baba Kama is Geris, Ukfali made, and because he's a Novi, he already taught the world that Achsenoi Shabalair, Al Iska Achilu Vishtiya Shailanoisai, that when a guest comes to a city, surely you should ask him about his needs, and ask him if he needs any food or drink. Klum Shailanoisai Ishtachazu Achaischazu, and is your first question to a guest, is this woman your wife or your sister? And because you asked him this question, therefore Avram realized that you didn't have good intentions, and if he would respond that she's his wife, then you would kill him, and therefore he had to lie to you, and you were really the cause for this entire problem, and therefore you're not a tzaddik, and you'd be chayimisa. And the Gemara explains, Mikan sheben noyach nerag, shehoi lo lumoi v'loi lamad, and from here we see that a ben noyach would be killed even without a asra, and even if it's oymen muta, as just like Avimelech was responsible because he didn't learn proper derech eretz, therefore every ben noyach that's oymen muta had a responsibility to learn what the isurim are, and since they didn't learn their isurim, they will be chay misa. And the lashon of the Meiri is mikan leben noyach shenerag apo insin hoylu pshia garemes ha'inish hoylo lumoid v'loy lamad. And we continue with the new Mishnah, hasuma in a goyla de Rabbi Yehuda rameo im a goyla. Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone that is blind and kills someone b'shogeg would not be chayiv galus, and Rameya holds he would be chayiv galus, and the Gemara will learn this from Sukkim. And the Mishnah continues, hasoine in a goyla, that if Ruvain is an enemy of Shimon and didn't speak to him because of Eva for 3 days, then if he kills Shimon, and even if it certainly looks like it was a shogeg, he would still not go to galus. And previously in the Gemara in Dav Zayin and Beis, the Gemara learned this from the pasuk that states below Eva that the only time that you go to galus is only if you kill someone that was not your enemy. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yesi Ime Hasenin Neregun Pleshu Kumuud, that if Ruvain hates Shimon and he kills Shimon, then he would be Chayim Misa, as we consider Ruvain a Muad, and as Rashi states, Kemusra Lo Va'ival Asra, and it's considered like he received the Asra, and he was Ivan Asra, the Vadi Ludas Hargai, and certainly we're talking about a case where the Seine was a Talmud Chacham, and therefore certainly he knew that it's also to kill someone, and if he kills that person, he would be Chayim Misa. And as we saw in that Vavam Beis, that although generally Stam Rabbi Yesi in the Mishnah is referring to Rabbi Yesi ben Chalafta, however Rabbi Yesi in our Mishnah refers to Rabbi Yesi Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yesi Rabbi Yehuda holds Chove in Tzarech Asra, Lefish Lo Nitna Asra, El Lahavchim Beit Shayig Lomezid. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Seine Goyla, V'yesh Seine She'ine Goyla, that although the Tanakama gave us a klal that Seine would not go to Golis, however there can be a Seine that goes to Golis, and there are some Seine that would not go to Golis, as Zeh klal, and this is the general rule, Holshu Yachal Loimel Ladas Harag Eina Goyla, that in a scenario where one could say that it's possible that Reuven killed Shimon intentionally, then since Reuven hates Shimon, therefore Reuven would not go to Golis. However, if there's a scenario of Shalil Das Harag, that certainly Reuven did not kill Shimon intentionally, and it was clearly a mistake, Hareza Goyla, then certainly Reuven would be Chayiv Golis, and there isn't a blanket Torah that is Soine Eine Goyla. And the Gemara begins and discusses the first case of our Mishnah, where we saw Machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Rameya, Asuma Eine Goyla de Rabbi Huda, Rameya Eime Goyla. And the Gemara now explains the Machlekes, as Tan Rabbanu we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk and Pasuk Masay states, Oy Bechol Evan Asher Yomis Bo And it's mashmar that when Reuven killed Shimon, he could have seen Shimon, but he didn't see Shimon. And therefore, we learn out, Prat Lasuma, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that this comes to exclude a case where Reuven couldn't see, as Reuven is blind, and therefore he would not be Chayav Golos. And as Rashi states, B'lei Ra'is, Prat Lasuma, De Mashma Kan Le Ra, Ava Roya B'makam Acher, Prat Lasuma, She'eni Roya B'shem Makayim. However, Meir Imeh, B'lei Ra'is, L'Rabbis HaSuma, that the word B'lei Ra'is comes to include a Suma, and the Gemara will explain how a Meir learns this from these words. And the Gemara continues, My time with Rabbi Yehuda, that what is the explanation of the reason of Rabbi Yehuda, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Masai, Vashe Yavei Yisrael Baya Lachtav Eitzim, and it's Mashmah, it doesn't make a difference who comes into the forest, and Afilu Suma, and even if he was a Suma, he would still be Chayiv, also B'lei Ra'is Ma'ate, and now that the Pasuk states B'lei Ra'is, so the Pasuk is coming to him Mayit, that the only time that you'll be Chayiv is only someone that has vision but didn't see, but someone that is a Suma would be Potter and would not be Chayiv Golos. However, Rameya B'lei Ra'is L'mayit, that in the Chinami, the word B'lei Ra'is comes to him Mayit Asuma. However, the Pasuk also states Ashiyak Esre'eu Bivli Das, and that is also L'mayit, as it's Mashma that he didn't have any awareness, but it's possible for him to have awareness, and a Suma could not possibly have any awareness. And if so, Havimiyat Achamiyat Ve'imiyat Achamiyat El Rabbis, and we have a cloud where we have two Miyutim that are coming to him Mayit, the same thing, then it's actually coming to him Abba, and the Pasuk is telling us that even if someone is a Suma, then they will be Chayiv to go to Golos. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, and why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda state that it's a Miyad Achamiyat Ve'imiyat Achamiyat El Rabbis? And the Gemara explains, Bivli Das, Pratlum Miskavim Udasa, that the phrase Bivli Das is coming to exclude a case where a person was a Miskavim. And as the Gemara asked on Dav Zayin and Beis, if someone's Miskavim Pshita Baktalahu, and Amar Rabba Pratlum Miskavim Laragus Behema Vahargus Adam, Lakuti Vahargus Hashal, Lenefel Vaharg Ben Kayama. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Ime HaSeinei Nereg, and the Gemara asks, V'alei Asu Bei, that how could you kill a Seinei if he didn't receive a proper Hasra? And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, the Gemara responds, Masisin Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehudahi, that Rabbi Yisrael in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and as we explained, there are many times where Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require Hasra. The Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Ime, Chove Inid Tzarech Hasra, Lefish Lein Nasra, Alhafchem Bein Shei Gulemezid. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Ime, Yesh Seine Goyla, Vyesh Seine Sheina Goyla, Zeh Klal, Kol Shu Yoch Leim Ladas Harag, Eina Goyla, Vishalei Ladas Harag, Hareze Goyla. And our Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Ketzat Am Rav Shimon, Yesh Seine Goyla, Vyesh Seine Sheina Goyla, and the Gemara gives examples as Nifsek Goyla, Nishmat Eina Goyla, if Reuven was carrying something and the rope snapped, then certainly it's clear that it was a Shoigeg, and even if Reuven hated Shimon, Reuven would still go to Golos. However, if it slips from his hand, then it's not clear that he actually was a Shoigeg, and since Reuven hated Shimon, therefore Reuven would not go to Golos. And as Rashi states, Nishmer Achevel Miyadei V'Naflalav Eina Goyla, Sheyesh Leim L'Das Asa. The Gemara continues and asks, that how can you say that Rav Shimon Shita is Nifsak Goyla, Nishmer Eina Goyla, V'Tanya, but we learned exactly the opposite in the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Rav Shimon Eimer, La'ilam Eina Goyla, Achi Shomim Machzola Miyadei, that it doesn't make a difference if someone is an Oyev or a Seinei, the only time that they will go to Golos is if the trowel, which is a kli that they would use to plaster a roof, would slip out of his hand and kill someone. However, if a kli broke and then it fell on his friend and it killed his friend, then he would not be chayav to go to Golos. And kasha nifsak anifsak, kasha nishbat anishbat, and this brisa says the previous brisa, benegia both of the dinim, and the Gemara answers, and the Bach is gerus nishbat anishbat loy kasha, haba Oyev, haba Seinei. And when the second brisa says that if the kli falls out of his hand, then he's chayav golos, that is referring to a case where someone is not a soinei, and therefore, even if the tool slips from his hand, he will be chayav to go to golos. However, habesoinei, the first brisa is referring to a case where an enemy was holding a kli and it slipped out of his hand, and in that case, we have to be chayshish that he potentially did this on purpose, and therefore, he would not be chayav to go to golos. And the Gemara also states, nifsek and nifsek leikasha, that there's no stira between the dinim of Nifsak, between the first and second brisais, as Harebi v'harabanon, as the second brisa would tells us that if a kli breaks, then you would not go to Golos. That is because it's going like the shita of Rebbe that we saw in Dav Zayin and Beis, that holds that if Reuven is chopping wood with his axe and the top of the axe flies off of the handle and kills someone, then there would not be a chiv of Golos. And similarly, if a rope breaks, then a person would not be chayiv galus, as that is similar to a case where the top of an axe detaches from the handle of the axe. However, the first braisa is going like Tashita Rabbanon that holds in the case of the axe, one would go to galus, and therefore in this case, if the rope breaks, then even a soine would be chayiv to go to galus, and we will stop over here.